Here at Marblehead with Marblehead High School football coach Jim Rudloff and coach 3-0, you guys have been rolling it up. I got to ask you, I have to mention the Lynn Classical game, because that looked like it was going to be 100-98 score shootout in the first couple of possessions. But all of a sudden, you guys did something. I think it was 13-12, and Classical was shut down at that point. Did the kids make adjustments on the field? Did they play better? Did Classical do something different? How'd that work out?
Yeah, that was not, you know, I'd love to take credit for something smart that we did, but it was really just the mistakes that we made and the first couple plays that they made were pretty basic plays, and not to take anything away from Classical, but it was something that we had practiced against all week. It was something that they're very good at, and they had demonstrated in the two games before that they did well at those plays, so we had worked against them. And it was really just angles, you know, someone that should have been outside came inside, and so it turned into a big play for them. And really, we just, you know, corrected the mistakes. The kids did it the correct way the next time they ran it. But it really, I agree with you that the beginning of the game looked like it was going to be 100-100. It was just not a well-played defensive game on either team's part in those first couple minutes.
I have to ask you about your offense, because you have so many weapons. It's got to be hard for a high school team to defend against that. And I'm looking at all the names that we know, Duty and Robertson and all these, and Cronin and these guys. And all of a sudden, I think it's number 19, Galanti. He just started working like a tank and running over people. It was amazing.
Yeah, James, we're really lucky. He went to the prep as a freshman and then came back to the high school. And James is just, you know, is a little guy in stature, but, you know, probably the biggest heart on our team. I mean, he just plays with so much gusto and vim and vigor. I don't even really, without swearing, I really don't know how to describe it, but he is, he's not someone you'd want to go up against. You know, he tackles hard. He's a tough kid. He's very physical. But on offense, you know, just put the ball in his hands, he's electric. You know, we have him returning punts for us. He plays running back. He plays wide receiver. We can do, you know, he has great hands. So there's a lot that we can do with him. We just have a bunch of other guys, you know, playing those same positions, too, who have just been very fortunate this year.
All right, a couple of quick general questions, Coach, before we talk about this week's game. The scores all over Eastern Massachusetts, I mean, I think it was Central Catholic 67-55 over somebody. Last week, I think Fenwick had 62 points. You guys had 50-something, and Beverly had 55. Is that a consequence of something that's going on? Does it have anything to do with the new rating system, or is there just... Change them up. Or how do you see, is that just a coincidence, just football?
No, I think it's a couple of things. I think, number one, with flag football, there's a more of a general familiarization with kids with catching and throwing. We didn't see this many quarterbacks before. Years ago, you know, there were two or three quarterbacks in the league that you would consider to be an elite or maybe a college prospect quarterback. This year, almost every team in the Northeast Conference has a kid that could play quarterback in college. They're very, very good quarterbacks, regardless of what age they are. You know, a couple of sophomores and juniors in there. That's number one. I don't think that has a direct impact on high school football, because I think flag football it's an entirely different thing. It's not real football, but at least the kids are running, throwing, catching. I think the other part of it is something happened over COVID where it just looks like, at least from what you're seeing in the papers and in some of the film that I've seen, the defenses aren't as good. There seems to be more of a focus that went into offense, and perhaps that's a carryover from going directly from the spring football into the fall football, that teams are really executing on offense and not so much on defense. But I do think the defense will catch up. I think eventually it'll even out as you get closer to the playoffs. The games will become much more low scoring.
Well, you got Peabody coming up, and Peabody, it stuns me to see how they're passing the football, because I go back to the old days of the 3 yards in a cloud of dust, Peabody in the Greater Boston League. They never threw the ball. But what do you see out of them, Coach? They rolled to their first. I think they're 2-1 now, and I think they rolled to a couple of wins. And then last week's game was a bit of a surprise, giving up 55 to Beverly.
Yeah, I think, you know, they were, I don't know how the decision was made, but if you have a kid like Lynch, you go to the spread. I mean, he can throw. I think he threw the ball 43 times against Masconomet. They just decided in the second half to go to empty and just, you know, put the game in his hands. And he does a great job. You know, they focus on three main plays. You know, they've always got a hitch and a comeback in their pocket, so that someone's always going to be open. If you, you know, if you play them deep in either a cover four or cover three type of shell, they're going to throw the comeback on the outside. If you're playing soft on them in the inside, they're going to throw hitches, and then they go into their hitch and go. And, you know, they've just got a really nice plan. It's well laid out. There's thought put into it. So he can make all those throws, and then as soon as they catch you napping, they run right by you. So, you know, he's the most productive quarterback, I think, in our league right now. You know, he's thrown the most passes, he's thrown the most completions, and I think his numbers probably are way up there. But great group of receivers that they have. You know, they have a good running game. They've just played some really good defenses. You know, I think people forget that Masquinomet's got some terrific linebackers and defensive ends. And Beverly's just a big, strong, tough team that's, you know, just week by week putting it together. So we expect, you know, the best game of the year, you know, should be this game against Peabody. They're fired up. They have great special teams. They do a really nice job over there. So it should be a good game.
Finally, Coach, what are you most pleased with about your guys so far?
The improvement we made on defense, I thought we had a lot to improve on defensively coming into the season. And,
oh, there it goes. Yeah, all right.
Were you still there?
Oh, yeah, we got it.
All
okay.
Right.
nice recovery.
No, good recovery. So, but I think more than anything else, just the improvement on our defense. And we're still not there yet. We have a long way to go. But that was really where we had to do a lot of work. And the kids have worked hard at it, and I think it showed in the last game. But we have a long way to go, because we've really only been challenged in a couple areas, because we're playing kind of the same types of offenses over and over again. And we'll get into, you know, when we get to the Danvers and the Beverlys, certainly Peabody and Masco, they'll give us some different looks.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, great, Rick. Thank you.